Joining us is Senator Sherrod Brown. Good morning, Sherrod. How are you today?
You have one of those, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Sherrod. How are you?
If you do this early, you do. Good move. Good. Hey, how you doing? Sorry.
That's okay. That's all right. I'm talking to Craig. You're talking to the folks getting everybody. You got a busy morning. How many, just offhand, how many stations are you talking to across Ohio this morning?
We usually do 3, 4, 5, or 6. Typically 4, occasionally 5, rarely 6. And if there's somebody wants a long interview, we'll do 3. And then I do in the afternoon, I look into a dark lens in a dark room and talk to a dozen TV stations. So Thursday's the day.
Thursday's the day that you kind of get the word out of what you've been working on. What's the latest of what's happening with you, especially with related to, I guess, workers? That's where your focus has been this past week or so.
Yeah, it's a big part of this week has been about two things. It's been about pensions, and 60,000 Ohioans are about to lose their pensions if Mitch McConnell won't schedule the bill that passed the House, the Butch-Lewis Act, our pension bill, to restore those pensions for 60,000 Ohioans that are about to lose them. The other issue has been our work on health care, that if the president gets his way and this health care law is repealed through the courts, which they've asked the courts to do, literally 2 million Ohioans who have pre-existing conditions, their health care will be jeopardized. And it's just immoral that the courts and the Congress, all of us have insurance paid for by taxpayers, are willing to jeopardize the insurance of that many Ohioans who go to work every day or raise kids every day or whatever they're doing and have a pre-existing condition and could lose their insurance. And it's just, to me, morally reprehensible that any public officials would think to do that.
There's also workers going on now. You see that the GM strike might be making its way as a resolution as well. Now we have a teacher strike taking place in other parts of Chicago as well. It's an ongoing, I guess, battle between what sort of has been in place and then how the economy allows these things to go forward.
Well, I think that workers feel all over the country that they've been pushed down for too many years. I mean, wages, we see in this country, we see productivity going up consistently. We see profits rising. We see executive compensation exploding off the charts, and we see wages flat. And workers, those that have unions, are restless and angry in many cases that they don't share in the wealth they create. That's why the GM, that was what the GM strike was about. GM gets bailed out by the government. They got a huge tax cut. They got workers to give back at the bargaining table in their dark days a decade ago. And now the workers are saying, give us some of the $36 billion in profits you made the last 3 years. And we're seeing more and more people want to unionize, more and more people around the country who are saying, we've had enough with a system where the rich get richer. The White House looks like a retreat for Wall Street executives. The White House gives huge tax cuts to the richest people in this country, and the middle class gets squeezed. And it's time, the dignity of work says to me that it's to respect and honor work, and it's time to fight back.
One more thing. Overnight, we learned the passing of Congressman Elijah Cummings of Baltimore. I'm guessing you probably crossed paths with him when you served in the House?
Yeah, more than cross paths. He was a friend. He would tell me about his growing up in Baltimore. I'd tell him about my growing up in Mansfield, Ohio, and how different our lives were, and we ended up here the same place. And he always, I don't say this about many members of Congress, he wasn't just from Baltimore. He wasn't just in Baltimore. He was of Baltimore, and he governed. He was a congressman through the eyes of the people he represented and the people he grew up with, and that's what made him so damn good at his job.
That seems to be an important part or a trait that sometimes maybe gets lost in sometimes elected
officials. Oh, I think it gets lost in a whole lot of members of Congress. They come here and they sort of forget who they are and they're big shots, and they go into the building and we don't go through security and we get all this special treatment. And Elijah, that didn't matter to Elijah. He was going back to Baltimore every night, and he knew that that's whom he represented.
Senator, we appreciate your time this morning. We'll let you get back to your busy media day today.
Sure. Thanks. All right. Thanks. Thanks for asking. See ya.